from the trenches.
Today's in-depth topic is an interesting one for both of us. Why would anyone choose a career in public accounting these days? It's come up because we know a lot of people who are doing recruiting. I've personally been talking to some uni students through some other things that I've got going on in my life. And it's a really interesting question because the profession needs to market itself. We need talent coming through. We don't have the big glossy recruitment ads from CA and CPA. You and I have enjoyed or nostalgically looked back on the glory days of CAs and CPAs running across in front of Big Ben and get a career that will take you across the world.
There might be news coming up on that in the coming weeks, just quietly.
Anyway. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
So this is our three reasons each why, and if you've got a cousin or a family member or if you're talking to your staff, why would you choose a career in public practice? Three things Paul Meisner.
One for me is clearly the ageing demographic. I think I talk about it a lot. 50% of agents over 65. No, 25% over 65, 50% over 55. Those numbers are a bit old, so it might be a little bit higher now or a little bit older now. You know, versus the things for me that just show the expansion in the demand. You look at the ever-changing legislation, the globalization of business, and the emergence of the gig economy.
More buzzwords, please.
AI, BS, all that sort of stuff. But I think compliance is getting hard. I mean, I think the legislation is getting harder. And I think certainly people are getting a little bit more distrusting of government and wanting to squeeze every tax dollar they can. And that age demographic. So you kind of got, I think, an expanding market for available work, and you've got on the supply side, you've got less accountants who are going to be in it. Plus, we've been telling every accountant, every kid for 8 years, accounting's dead. So a lot of people haven't. That next generation isn't coming through as fast as we're going to lose them.
So you still think it's a safe career?
Oh, safe as a church. Well, I mean, I think that the biggest risk, or a synagogue,
do people still say that?
I don't
even
know.
After safe as a church.
I do in the church. I don't know.
I
think it certainly is. I think the greatest danger actually is accountants having far too much work and not being able to prioritise it and not being selective enough. I think we take on too many clients and we keep going. My second point,
yes,
is freedom of time and place. I've been big on this. Ebooks are plenty. Freedom course. For me, I think being with the technology now in public practice accounting, you can be in charge of your own destiny. David, when you and I started, we were stuck under our, on a rickety old table in our father's accounting firms, ticking and bashing, doing
rickety board. Rickety old table? What sort of firm
was,
did your dad run?
I was on a
marble boardroom table because they didn't have any space for me.
No, I was banished to a rickety table. But I think freedom of time and place, certainly we can attract clients from all over the world. Less sort of mundane data entry, not ticking over those old 2,300 page reports. And the third piece for me is just comes back to profitability. Now, I think that back in the day, certainly 9 or so years ago when I looked at going out on my own, you had to buy an office and had to pay for servers and there was so much infrastructure around starting a firm that just isn't there now. You know, I think that we can run really profitable, really great firms with high demand clients from anywhere in the world.
Yes, very interesting. I think for me, what I'm really focusing on, these emerging trends of the freelance economy and the gig economy, I think freedom of time and place is critical. Everything we do in our business is focused on enabling that. So for me, I still think this is the best place to learn the basics. There's a reason I can pick up a balance sheet now, and sometimes in seconds, know what's wrong with the business. Because I understand debits and credits innately. And we are at risk of losing some of that skill a bit because you can walk into a file that's really well set up in Xero and the rules are working really well. You don't necessarily see that magic working. It is magic. So you see the magic, you actually see the hard work that used to have to go into it. So I still think it's the best place to learn the basics, and because there's nowhere you will go in your career in finance or accounting where you can get away with not knowing that. It's and I think this is the best place. I'll give you three specific examples why. Tim Munro has spoken to me about some plans in his firm where I hope I can say this. I think it's fine. Basically, his junior staff are going to be the one-stop shop and for the smaller clients. So you will, that is the person you will go to ask for your tax advice, the person you'll go to ask about your bookkeeping advice.
For the smaller clients.
For the smaller clients. Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, what a way to learn. What an amazing opportunity for someone to learn. I imagine there'll be a lot of quality control and support built around that. But and Tim has a big focus on wealth, so hopefully it's not the unlicensed guys giving the wealth advice. But I think that's brilliant. I know another firm that's actually just bought a bookkeeping business for the sole purpose of having work for graduates and cadets to do.
Okay,
which I think is really interesting. And then once you get out of that, once you've got that taste of public life, I'm going to get to that later. I'm going to tell a better story. The next skill for me is...
On that though, when you talk about the best place for the basics, I think it's important to note that these basics, financial literacy, now understanding numbers, understanding how to do accounts, can permeate into every... As we know, accounts, the listeners know, but actually... can be the cornerstone of everything you do. Home budgeting, helping friends, if you go on boards, if you then go into your own business.
You want to become a tech entrepreneur, I guarantee you got a better chance of surviving if you understand how cash burns.
Greatest skills in life are financial, I reckon. Go, your next point. Sorry.
I love your passion for the profession. It takes me sometimes. It just catches me off guard. A major skill you can get from public practice is the skill of serving multiple clients, especially if you have an eye on this freelance economy. It is a skill. When you go out into corporate, you go out into business land, you have one, maybe two people you report to. They tell you what to do. It's a very one-directional relationship that you have with people. But in firm land, when you've got 20, 30 clients to look after, you learn how to juggle. You learn how to prioritise. You learn how to not overcommit, usually by overcommitting a few times. It's a skill that you, some of us still need to master. But I think it's a great place to learn this very unique skill.
And on that, I think the other thing for me is you learn to communicate with vastly different people, from day to day. And I've known this, I started off my first grad job, almost I think week one or two, I was in a boardroom with the CEO of then Wolfblass, who was in a startup that was involved, dealing at that level. But then I'd walk out, go back to my desk, and I'd have a conversation with
a tradie
or a retiree, about their tax return or kind of how to work their computer in some instances. I think it's that variation of the communication, especially when you're taking what are otherwise complex financial concepts and trying to communicate them clearly at every level. I think that's another layer, that's a depth to the skill of our profession.
My final thing, Paul, just to wrap up, I think that emerging firms are giving a different type of career. I've seen the amazing advertising for PwC on Instagram. It's clearly targeting millennials. I don't know how I've been getting picked up in their sponsored feed, but it's the advertising is really targeting millennials. But when I go to the PwC grad program, they're still preaching the classics. It's an exciting time to work in private clients. They've been saying that for 30 years because it sometimes is exciting. Boost your career with international experience. I'm reading off the site. This is how you do flexible working. It's still the classics. Flexible working, a bit of a new one. I'm not so sure if when PwC says flexible working, I don't think it means the same thing you and I or small firm thinks it is. It's probably better for us. But it's still the classics that's where the opportunity can go to if you're working in public practice.
Nice, the grey hair. Thank you very much. Listeners, awesome. Please, getting emails, LinkedIn messages, love to hear your feedback. Please hit us up on any of our channels. Apart from that, have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of From the Trenches. David and I love hearing feedback from all of our listeners. If you ever have any content, feel free to reach out. I can be reached at Paul Meissner on LinkedIn or on Twitter at Fiveways Group.
I'm on Twitter at David Boyar, BOYAR, on LinkedIn, David Boyar.
From the Trenches.